Sherman was just given a new 3-year contract last year, but that was by the previous school board. Since that time, 7 new members have taken control, and the controversial superintendent is packing his bags. In recent weeks, the latest round of failing test scores have raised concerns for people such as Glenn Hopkins.
We could have done better. We haven't done what we should have been doing for children, and particularly those who are in greatest need. I'm specifically talking about minority children, low-resource children of all colors. I think we could have done a better job.
School board members voted 8-1 to release Sherman from the remaining 2 years of his contract, a cost to taxpayers of $282,000. School board member Mark Williams, a vocal supporter of the embattled superintendent, was the lone dissenting vote.
Everyone will recall that a previous superintendent, Rebecca Perry, was bought out of her contract. This will make Dr. Sherman the second superintendent in a row in Alexandria to be bought out. What a perverse recruitment model.
But Vice Chairman Justin Keating says it's time to move on.
And this is how it ends up. I see a way to go forward that doesn't require us to sit here and talk about, you know, whether Dr. Sherman did things right or wrong or this or that. I have a lot of respect for what he did. But it's certainly, it's time to go with somebody else.
School leaders hope to hire a new superintendent in the next 6 months. Reporting from Alexandria, I'm Michael Pope.